AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Church leaders at the Vatican Summit on Clergy Sex Abuse say the Roman Catholic Church must admit its past behavior, cover-ups, secrecy, and the fear of scandal that only worsened the crisis, they say. Archbishop Eamon Columba Martin is from Northern Ireland. He is at the Vatican for this summit, and he says even he is questioning the church.
We're beginning to realize that perhaps there's something about the way we did things as church, about the way we are as church, which this issue really throws up for us. It really makes us ask questions about who are we?
This morning, cardinals at the Vatican say there must be a new culture of accountability within the church. Voters in North Carolina's 9th congressional district will do it again. There's evidence of ballot fraud, so there's going to be a new congressional election in that district. The Republican candidate, Mark Harris, dropped his bid to be declared the winner and instead called for a new election. Now that actor Jussie Smollett's been charged with staging the hate crime he reported to police, he'll be going through the legal system. And some experts say he doesn't seem to have much of a future in the entertainment industry.
People in crisis management say they haven't seen a crisis quite like this one and doubt it will be an easy one to manage. One expert says these days people tend to be less forgiving, making it more likely that a single major gaffe like the one that Smollett is accused of taking part in may be a career killer. Another notes that even worse than the scandal, Jussie Smollett's biggest problem may be from public ridicule, something few people are able to rebound from. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some roads are covered with water in the Tennessee Valley and schools are closed after days of heavy rain. Many city and county systems in Alabama and Tennessee canceled classes this morning. Storms have caused flooding. This is AP Radio News. Domestic airfares are lower than they've been in almost 25 years, according to the government. But our Jackie Quinn says you're paying a lot of fees.
The Bureau of Transportation Statistics says, factoring in inflation, the average domestic itinerary is $343, the lowest since 1995. But airlines are finding new ways to raise revenue, adding fees for food, better seating, checking luggage, and faster boarding.
A former New Jersey postal worker has admitted she accepted cash to steal envelopes containing credit cards. Cayenne Costley has pleaded guilty and could go to prison for 15 years. She's going to be sentenced in May. Federal prosecutors say she got $100 for each stolen credit card, eventually accepting $1,750 overall. She worked as a mail carrier in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and took the envelopes, they say, in 2017 and 18. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.